lot of stuff from every different receivers, whether that A.J. Green, Alshon, Julio, Odell. I mean, the list goes on. I just take little things from every different receiver. I mean, I'm a big physical receiver, you know. I mean, I can go get the deep ball. I'm a block on the edge. I mean, I just do it all in one. Just playmakers. We playmakers. We go out there and have fun and just do what it takes to help our team win games.
Yeah, I want to say I'm not trying to prove anyone to anyone, anything to anyone, I guess. I'm being down here to be the best me that I can be. I believe in the receiver I am. I believe in the what I bring to a team. I think it's something that no one else brings. The reliability, the versatility, someone's going to be productive, play in and play out. I'm down here just to be the best me that I can be. I believe that's going to be plenty. Yeah, so I've been training with Mac Hollins and Chad Hansen, two other receivers, and then Mitch Trubisky and C.J. Beathard were the quarterbacks that were thrown to us. But I want to be a receiver that can play everywhere, that can do everything, that can be productive wherever I'm needing to be played. And I won't be one of those guys that doesn't have to come off the field. So any system that I step into, I want to be able to be productive in it.
I believe that that's the biggest question, just the level of competition. And I know a lot of scouts and a lot of other players think that my level of competition wasn't really, that serious. Being from the MAC, but I feel like I can play with the best of them. You know, my confidence is up there, and I'm not afraid to go against anyone. Yeah, I mean, against Michigan State my junior year, we played Northwestern Illinois this year, so I feel like my game tape isn't, anything to be ashamed of. Especially when we play bigger schools. Tremendously, he's been a great leader to me. He's definitely someone that I look up to. He's one of the reasons that I am who I am, to this day. Not only the player, but the person. He's helped me mature greatly over these 4 years, and he's coached in the league, so he knows a lot. And he's someone that I text, multiple times for advice. We're always talking, but he's definitely a big part of my success.
It was amazing. As you guys know, Calvin he's a great guy. He had a great career. And he's just as he appears, on TV. He's very calm, collected individual, but he's very smart about what he does, I actually got in contact with him through my agent, and we set that up, and he came down to Pensacola to train with me. We did some stuff on the field, but we also did some stuff in the classroom, and it was a great experience. I learned a lot of things from that guy. I was just mainly just trying to pick his brain, from everything in the classroom to, training regimens to just, how to get open and how to create separation in the NFL. I feel like I would have, I had been contemplating it, leading up to the bowl game, but, not one game is really going to make or break, your decision when it comes to declaring for the NFL. But, it definitely was a good note to go out on, and I'm very thankful for the people that played a role in getting me to that point.
I just think it's all in the work throughout the week, the preparation. I was gifted with speed, so I just kind of used it best as I can. I just basically how to use my speed, when to turn it on, when to turn it off. Because, growing up, I never really had no one to monitor me with that. I just kind of basically was just running out there. And I just basically I was so gifted with speed, I just used that versus a lot of people. And, as you get older, a lot of people get faster. A lot of people get smarter. You can't just run past everybody because people's techniques, change, and everyone gets better with age. So. Yeah, I was just with Deshaun last week. Just him basically telling me, have fun, relax, calm down, and just be yourself.